إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, just landed in Muscat. Really one of my favorite cities, and it's one of the cleanest cities I've ever seen. And I'm comparing even to places like Dubai and so on, which are very, very clean. Customs, immigration, everything is a breeze in Muscat Airport. Very nice. The Omani people are so soft and polite, and it's really a great pleasure to be here in Oman. The thing I want to remind myself and you about today is the issue of hisab, the issue of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, usually we are accustomed to thinking about hisab in terms of jaza and saza, punishment and reward with regard to our actions. When I'm looking at it more broadly in terms of personal development, for example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for a Muslim, no 2 days are equal. He said each day must be better than the previous day. And he said this, he set this as a standard for us. He said, no 2 days must be equal. Now, that can only happen when we start measuring ourselves and start measuring what we do and what we get out of what we do. On the way from the airport, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who picked me up from the airport, and we were talking about Six Sigma, the quality standard, which I've been associated with that in GE from its inception in 1995. And that's the concept of Six Sigma, which is we measure the number of mistakes per million. I've mentioned Six Sigma in the context of in Fajr Reminders before. Some of you might recall, there was a Fajr Reminders which said, what is the Sigma of your Salah? So the thing is there that as far as the quality standard is concerned, we need to ask ourselves this question and say, what is the measurement of my life? As Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. So what is my hisab? How do I measure the quality of my life? Not the number of years we lived, but the quality of that time. What did we get out of this time? Now, the quality of time can be measured in many ways. One is, of course, in the usual way that people tend to measure the quality of their lives in terms of what pleasure did I get out of life. So, you know, holidays and so on, and so-called peaks of pleasure in life. But that's a very superficial kind of way of measurement. I'm not against pleasure. Nothing wrong with feeling happy and doing things which make you happy. By all means, we should do that. But I think there is great value in also looking at life in terms of the value that you add to others. Value you add to yourself and value you add to others. We add value to ourselves in terms of learning. How did I make myself better today than I was yesterday? So on a daily basis, see the granularity, the detail with which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached this whole matter, where he said that no 2 days. He didn't say no 2 months, no 2 weeks, no 2 years. He said no 2 days of a Muslim are equal. How you can't get closer than that. You know, it's like the one of the quotes of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi. He said life is but an instant. Let it be an instant of obedience. So similarly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying here that no 2 days are equal. So if we measure ourselves on a daily basis, what do we find? There are some friends of mine, and I really value them very much. One of them came to visit me from Delhi, Mirza Saeed Beg, who always asked me this question. And that question they ask me is, what are you reading nowadays? They know I'm a writer. They know I write and so on. Sometimes they ask me about writing also. But this question they ask me is, what are you reading nowadays? Saeed also has a bookstore business. His family owns several bookstores in Delhi and so on. So he is into books. But this question he asked me, I've got a couple of other friends who asked me this question. So what are you reading nowadays? So let me ask you this question. What are you reading nowadays? Now, reading is quite possibly the cheapest, which means the most cost-effective way of increasing our knowledge. My friend Hatim Al-Harith Abdi Salam took me out to dinner, and we went to a traditional Maskati restaurant because I always like to eat the local food. And guess what we had? Haris. But nothing at all like what passes in that name in Hyderabad. And then Hatim took me to see some sand dunes in the middle of Muscat. And there I saw a whole lot of young people, young men, sitting around, playing cards, smoking shisha, in one case all sitting together but each one engrossed in his phone. In another place, playing football all night. And I'm thinking to myself that how strange it is that people complain about lack of opportunity and not having enough time to do something to develop themselves. But then everyone has the same time. And if you are going to spend that time kicking a ball around all night or smoking shisha or playing cards or whatever, then you are making some use of that time, while somebody else is making a different use of that time. And each one will get the results according to how he used that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the same opportunities to everyone. And we then decide what we want to do with those opportunities. So on the subject of improving yourself, developing yourself on a daily basis, the onus of responsibility of developing yourself obviously lies on the individual, and the person needs to do what it takes to develop himself and make sure that he makes or she makes maximum use or takes maximum use of that of the time that's given to them. I'm thinking to myself that instead of doing these things, just reading a book or having an intelligent conversation with a person who is smarter than you are, or just going to sleep, is far superior than spending your time in activities like this or similar activities. The more and more I think about this, I say to myself that how beautiful is the advice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what about a society which is focused like this, where each person is thinking to himself or herself and saying, how is my today better than my yesterday? Imagine a society that is comprised of people like that. I'm not saying necessarily everybody, but at least a significant number of them. Because then such people will, in the course of developing themselves and improving each day, they will focus not only on themselves, but they will focus on society itself. They will focus on each other. They will focus on solving problems. They will focus on alleviating difficulties. They will focus on taking away the people's pain and suffering. And how beautifully that would affect all society. So if people are focused on how can my today be better than yesterday, then that society also improves in terms of its well-being on a daily basis. What a wonderful world that would be. And this is the link that is between the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the 7th century and our lives today of the 21st century. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to extract lessons from the seerah of His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apply them in our lives, so that our lives may be beautified and filled with nur and barakah, and be a means of guidance for ourselves and others, and a means of deliverance for us when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as one day all of us definitely will meet Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.